Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we are shining a spotlight on two incredible finalists from the Transformative Research Challenge 2023, Lencho Megersa and Fatima Fajur. These passionate young professionals are working on innovative solutions to address some of the most pressing global challenges in agri-food systems. Lencho and Fatima will share their unique insights and experiences, highlighting how their research has potential to create real-world impact, from discussing the next steps in implementing their findings to offering advices for the young innovators. Today's conversation is sure to inspire and inform. Let's dive in. Lencho, could you tell us, how do you envision your research making a tangible impact in the real world? And what are the next steps of implementing your findings?
Good day, everyone around the globe. I'm Lencho Megersa, assistant professor in veterinary microbiology at Ambo University, Ethiopia. And I'm thrilled to share our transformative research journey. We are the proud finalists of the 2023 Transformative Research Challenge Global One Health Prize. Our team, consisting of Dr. Tagain Dilbato, assistant professor in veterinary epidemiology at the same university, and myself, focuses on critical issues, campylobacteriosis through a One Health approach in central Ethiopia. Thank you once again for a golden opportunity to share how our research makes a tangible impact in the real world and the next steps for implementing our findings. Commercial poultry farms are concentrated in and around urban areas where there is a growing middle class with increasing purchasing power. These farms significantly contribute to Ethiopian economy, including employment generation, food security, income generation, export earning, and technology transfer. However, the industry faces several challenges, including outbreak because of campylobacter and other diseases. Our research objectives are clear and targeted. We aim to estimate the prevalence of campylobacter, isolate and characterize campylobacter species from humans, animals, and environmental samples, determine their antimicrobial susceptibility profile, assess risk factors, and biosecurity measures in commercial poultry production. We believe our research will significantly impact public health, food safety, and the poultry industry, not just in central Ethiopia, but nationwide and beyond. By accurately determining the prevalence of the disease and understanding its distribution, we can identify high-risk areas in the population. Our work doesn't stop there. We will be characterizing the isolate and their antimicrobial resistance profile, providing crucial data for effective antibiotic stewardship and disease control measures. Furthermore, our assessment of risk factors and biosecurity practice will empower poultry farmers to implement preventive measures, reduce incidence of campylobacteriosis in both humans and poultry. Also, our research project aims to make a tangible impact in real world by addressing critical aspects of the disease and the poultry production. We are focusing on public health impacts, adopting a One Health approach, practical implementation, sustainable poultry production, and environmental protection. To maximize the impact of our research, we have outlined essential next steps. This includes, first one is dissemination of findings, develop accessible summaries of key findings for policymakers, poultry farmers, and the general public. Present research results at conference and workshop to engage with stakeholders. Publish research findings in peer-reviewed journals to share knowledge with scientific community. Second one is capacity building. Provide workshops for poultry farmers on biosecurity practice and disease prevention. Collaborate with local authorities to develop and implement training program. Third one is policy advocacy. Engage with policymakers to advocate for the implementation of evidence-based recommendation. Collaborate with government agency to develop and enforce regulation related to poultry production and food safety. Support the development of national surveillance system for campylobacteriosis. The last one is collaboration and partnership. Continue collaboration with researchers, policymakers, poultry farmers, and other stakeholders. Fosters partnership with international organizations to share knowledge and resources. Participate in One Health initiative to address zoonotic disease. By following these steps, we can effectively translate our research findings into actionable strategies to combat the disease and improve public health in Central Ethiopia and beyond. We are excited about the journey ahead and the potential impact of our work. Thank you for your attention and support as we embark on this transformative research journey. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your insights. It's amazing to hear how you're bridging research in real-world impact, and I'm sure many listeners are inspired. Fatima, I would love to hear more about your journey. Could you walk us through the process of your initial idea to being selected as a TRC finalist? What are some of the key challenges and milestones that shaped your path?
Thank you once again for this opportunity. I am Fatima Amponsan Fojo from the University for Development Studies, Ghana. I am the team lead for the team that won the prize to work on zoonotic schistosomiasis. Our concept note was developed when we first paid a visit to the Tolon district of Ghana, where we saw some students swimming in contaminated dams. We had an initial screening in two of these communities to determine the prevalence of schistosomiasis, and the report revealed an alarming incidence of the disease in the communities. So then we were looking for an opportunity where we could explore this challenge on a larger scale. So we were thrilled when we saw the call from the Food and Agriculture Unit of the United Nations inviting applicants for their concept note on addressing agri-food issues. We submitted our concept notes and was very happy as a team to receive the first selection message that we have been selected among 20 other teams when they went through over 400 applicants or applications. We then went through the mentorship session with our mentor, Professor Ludo from Wageningen University. And through that process, we refined our concept note and resubmitted. I, as the team lead, received the message that our concept note has been selected and we are among the 10 finalists. And also, the team lead would receive a travel support to attend the World Food Forum flagship event in 2023 in Rome. While I was there, my team was online participating virtually, and they were happy when I was invited by the World Food Forum organizers and Wageningen University on stage together with my other 10 finalists. In terms of challenges, our team or our research has not had many challenges, and the reason being that one, we piloted our idea even before submitting it for collaboration. So, however, we have some few challenges that we encountered or we experienced. And one was we needed a data that was representative enough of the district where we will be conducting the study. The second challenge was going by our timelines and also achieving our milestone. And the last one was looking for a collaboration or a platform where we could bring our ideas on board to help in solving agri-food issues. From that collaboration from WFF, we have been able to tackle most of our challenges, and we appreciate that collaboration very much. But then I would like to talk briefly about our research journey. So primarily, our research team focuses on zoonotic schistosomiasis or schistosomiasis in general. And for the World Food Forum Transformative Research Challenge 2023, our research title was Zoonotic Schistosomiasis, a Possible Sustainer of Schistosomiasis Infection in Africa. And the rationale behind this study was one, the Mass Drug Administration program targeting schistosomiasis treatment has prolonged more than stipulated. And secondly, the livestock lives in close proximity with their owners in Africa, and the livestock could also harbor the animal species of the schistosomes or the causative organism causing schistosomiasis infection. And the last one is when these livestock are infected with schistosomiasis, it reduces their yield, that is their dairy and their meat. So therefore, it was necessary to assess both the human and animal schistosome and correlate how this closeness is causing the incidence in schistosomiasis. Our team did the community entry and took samples from both humans and livestock. We did the laboratory analysis, and our report showed an alarming prevalence of over 30 for human schistosomes and about 25% for livestock schistosomes. We would like to thank Wageningen University for their support and monthly webinars and in helping us learn and also meeting potential collaborators. We would like to also take this opportunity to thank the organizers of the World Food Forum, especially the Transformative Research Challenge Unit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fatima, for giving us a glimpse into your remarkable path. It's clear that your resilience and innovation will continue to inspire others in the field. That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.